USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The federal government is assisting as wildfires continue to ravage the island of Maui.
FEMA is working right now with the state of Hawaii, focused primarily on our search and rescue operations and life safety mission of ensuring that everyone has a shelter to live in, has water that they need, and can breathe clean air.
That is FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg. The Coast Guard says it took part in search and rescue efforts for those fleeing the deadly Lahaina wildfire by running into the ocean. Authorities say over 100 people dashed into the water to escape the wind-whipped flames that killed dozens this week. An investigation is underway after a 3-year-old girl from Venezuela died in Illinois after being sent from Texas on a bus full of migrants. Michael Kastner has more.
Texas officials say after the child started showing health concerns Thursday evening, the bus pulled over and security personnel called 911. The child later died at a local Illinois hospital. Illinois authorities are investigating her death. Texas officials say none of the passengers showed signs of illness when they boarded the bus near the Mexican border in Brownsville. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has bused thousands of migrants to Illinois.
Big decisions being made yesterday on former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case.
The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case is issuing a protective order over the handling of evidence. Former Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine says U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan is being very fair to both sides.
I think she's been dealing with this entire case in an exceptional, well-reasoned, balanced manner. She did not give the government all that it wanted. Yet, she's going to make sure that witness intimidation, obstruction of justice, or any interference with the administration of justice is not going to occur on her watch.
I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A ban on assault-style weapons in Illinois is being upheld by the state's Supreme Court. The law banning assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by state lawmakers in January and signed into law by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. It came about 6 months after the Highland Park mass shooting that killed 7 people. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he has absolutely considered becoming an independent. An interview with a West Virginia radio station, Manchin said he's been thinking of leaving the Democratic Party for quite some time. He added that the Democrat and Republican brands have become so bad in Washington. Mayor Eric Adams is hiring an efficiency officer to try and make New York City's government run more smoothly. Scott Pringle has the details.
When Mayor Adams took office, he said he felt government agencies could run a lot better and taxpayers were not getting their bang for their buck. Now he's hired Denise Clay. Her job is to track agency performance, budgets, and operating systems to try and find cost savings of areas where regulations can be streamlined and red tape removed. Adams says this is his commitment to making government more effective and accountable to New Yorkers.
Almost all pharmacists say they're experiencing drug shortages, and nearly a third say the impacts are critical. That's according to a survey from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. The shortages have led to rationing medications and delaying or canceling treatments and procedures. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like